From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe told his South African counterpart Jacob Zuma he's fine but confined to his home after the military seized power Wednesday. Military leaders insist they did not stage a coup. Soldiers have taken up key positions around the capital while armored vehicles block roads to government buildings. Zimbabwean war veterans said they back the army's action. Victor Matamadanda is the group's secretary general.
What Zimbabwe has been sliding into was a state of chaos. And for that reason, war veterans here do stand with the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. We urge that Robert Gabriel Mugabe should be recalled from his role as the president and first secretary of ZANU-PF.
But the head of the ruling party's youth wing, Kudzai Chapanga, publicly apologized Wednesday to the military for earlier criticism of Army Chief of Staff General Constantino Chiwenga.
I, as the leader of the Revolutionary Party's Youth League, I have reflected and personally admitted that I was ill-advised to read a statement which I and the Youth League had not originated, neither authored.
Monday, Chiwenga warned he would step in unless Mr. Mugabe stopped trying to purge the ruling ZANU-PF party of independence fighters such as former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. President Donald Trump Wednesday called his just-concluded 12-day Asia trip a success in terms of three objectives, the most imperative, the North Korean nuclear threat.
I spoke the truth about the evil crimes of the North Korean regime, and I made clear that we will not allow this twisted dictatorship to hold the world hostage to nuclear blackmail.
He said the Korean Peninsula must be denuclearized. He also sought to strengthen U.S. alliances in Asia and promote free and reciprocal trade. This is VOA News. At least 12 people were killed, nearly 30 wounded, when four suicide bombers attacked populated areas of Munagari suburb of the Borno state capital Maiduguri late Wednesday. Police identified the attackers as two male and two female. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the area has been seen numerous attacks by the Sunni insurgency Boko Haram. A 72-year-old Swiss aid worker was freed by security forces Wednesday, more than a month after she was abducted in Sudan's Darfur region. Swiss Ambassador Daniel Cavain thanked Sudanese authorities for their help in securing the release of Margaret Schenkel.
A special thanks goes also to His Excellency Mr. Gandour, the foreign minister, who supported us from the very beginning, who also made a public statement of the non-ransom policy. The same policy also Switzerland follows.
Schenkel was kidnapped October 7 in the North Darfur city of El Fasher. Details about the ordeal have not been released. French President Emmanuel Macron has invited Lebanese Prime Minister Saad Hariri and his family to France.
Je souhaite en effet que la situation au Liban.
Mr. Macron expressed hope the political crisis in Lebanon would become more peaceful, adding we need a strong Lebanon. Mr. Hariri abruptly announced his intention to resign November 4 after accusing Iran-backed Hezbollah of sowing strife in the region. He's been in Saudi Arabia and denies he's been held against his will and has vowed to return to his country. Flash flooding killed at least 15 people in two towns of coastal Greece following a week of heavy rains west of Athens. More severe weather is in the forecast for Thursday. The ousted leader of Spain's Catalonia region Wednesday told a Spanish television station from Brussels that he expects to be his party's leading candidate in next month's elections, even as he fights extradition. He fled to Belgium after Madrid imposed direct rule following the region's declaration of independence. Carles Puigdemont said he has a list of candidates for the December 21 election to stand for election under the banner of his Democratic Party of Catalonia. 11 people died after a light aircraft flying to the Serengeti National Park in northern Tanzania crashed Wednesday. The Cessna Caravan, operated by Coastal Aviation, carried a pilot and 10 passengers to the popular tourist designation. Three college basketball players affiliated with the University of California, Los Angeles on Wednesday apologized publicly for the first time for shoplifting while in China to face another American team in Shanghai. Among those apologizing, Lee Angelo Ball.
I'd like to start off by saying sorry for stealing from the stores in China. I didn't exercise my best judgment. And I was wrong for that.
The three players arrested and had faced long prison terms until President Donald Trump intervened to request their release in a meeting with his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping. They have been suspended from the UCLA team. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.